You got the best crew in the world standing right in front of you. Give them a reason to stay.
Our target's Owen Shaw, former Spec Ops soldier. For years, they've been running jobs in Europe, but it's our most recent jobs that graduated them to a whole new level. The loss of life is unthinkable. I'm offering you a chance to make your family whole again.
You get us close to Letty and we'll get you Shaw. And you give us full pardons all the way around.
I can't promise you that.
That's the deal. Take it or leave it.
Okay, here's the deal. While the first few movies were real stinkers, I've grown to appreciate the Fast and Furious franchise, if for no other reason than the well-crafted action sequences. That's not to say these are great movies or even comprehensible movies. They're not. They're full of plot holes with two-dimensional characters and nonsensical storylines, but they're fun to watch at least. Fast and Furious 6 continues the trend away from street racing to a bizarre hybrid of a heist movie and a spy film. Think of it as James Bond meets Ocean's 11 on steroids with fast cars. This time around, the characters have to stop an international weapons dealer and rescue their miraculously alive friend in the process. It's a two-hour drive into escapism with brilliantly directed action, terrible characters, and painfully plotting scenes when no one is behind the wheel. It's an enjoyable ride, sure, but it's not as good as the fans demand it is. Still, Fast and Furious 6 gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.